So, you were asking kanina about dun sa demanda sa akin, right?
Oo, sige.
So, nung 2020, I received a subpoena from MG and Jonah. Mm-hmm. Dalawa sila. Dalawa yung nag-file sa akin ng kaso.
No,
yeah. Now, let me give you an understanding on how libel laws work here in the Philippines. I can do a 8-hour content about libel, mm-hmm. about something, pero it only takes a couple of elements kailangan lang meron kang konting sabihin na libelous statement,
mm-hmm.
and that could be used against you in court.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon kasimple. Hindi nila titignan yung buong context ng ginagawa mo.
Oo.
And yun na, pag nakitaan niya ng elemento nung prosecutor, pwede nang iakyat agad yung kaso na yun.
Mm-hmm.
So ganun yung idea ng mga libel laws dito sa Pilipinas. I'm saying that in general, oh. Hindi ko sinasabing ganun yung nangyari sa amin, no. Nila MG Jonah.
So meron ka lang isang kahit may madami kang pasakalye para kunyari to gaslight the situation, tapos meron kang idiniin na isang sentence.
Hindi,
lang.
Ganito. For example, meron akong sinulat na unrelated to anything. Tapos dun sa or meron akong sinulat, publication, tapos sinabi ko, ang pangit ni Nico David. Ang pangit na Nico David statement na yun, as long as it's published, it could be used for, it could be a element of libel.
Mm-hmm.
And ganun siya kanipes, gets mo?
Mm-hmm.
So anyone can technically file a cyber libel suit against you. This is why yung mga politiko, like for example yung si Bongo,
uh-oh.
I think he filed a cyber libel claim dito even though he is a public figure. Yung I think si Franklin, yung isang senador,
si Drilon,
I don't want to name him. Pero okay. I think he did file some si Kiko Pangilinan din, gets mo?
Mm-hmm.
So cyber libel laws here in the Philippines are so thin, razor thin, mm-hmm. na someone like Jonah and Makagago na hindi naman siguro obvious naman kasi yung ginagawa nila sa social media, you understand? Mm-hmm. Alam nila yung mga persona nila, yung isa nga Makagago may gago sa pangalan, mm-hmm. di ba? Pero he was able to file a cyber libel suit, cyber libel lawsuit, di ba? Ngayon, I cannot tell you yung results. Yun na lang yung hindi ko pwedeng sabihin sa'yo. I cannot tell you kung sino yung abogado na humahandle dun sa kaso. Pero masasabi ko na nakakatulog na ako ng mahimbing because of this. I don't think about it way too much.
So naapektuhan ka talaga nung ano?
Nung simula?
It fucked you up. No?
Oo naman. Hindi, it fucked me up the right way.
Nah, I see.
Kasi ganito yan eh. When you get a lawsuit, titignan mo yung maling ginawa mo. Mm-hmm. And can you defend yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung unang inisip ko eh. Dumating yung lawsuit sa akin ng napakatagal, hindi agad dumating. So kinabahan ako, baka dumating yung police, damputin ako. Kasi lagpas na sa due date yung kung kailan ako dapat magpa-file ng counter affidavit eh. Kasi yun, kaya may mga nakukulong agad. Kasi hindi sila nakapag-file ng counter affidavit. You should learn how to file a counter affidavit. I'm very lucky kasi si Kong, sinalo ako nung mga panahon na yun. Kong TV, you know him, right? Mm-hmm. So si Kong TV, ginawa niya, "Uy, Boss Nico, kamusta? Anong nangyari sa'yo?" Kinuwento ko. I even cried. May kausap ko siya, tapos umiiyak akong ganun. Tapos, sabi niya, "Sige boss, akin na yung ano mo, bank account mo. Ini-send me money, 50,000 pesos."
Talaga?
So yun wow. Na agad. Yung pera na yun, ginamit ko yun para sa ano. Tapos si Doc Adam din, Doc Adam was there for me all step of the way. Lahat mula simula hanggang dulos, nandun si Doc Adam. Almost everyday kinakausap niya ako. As in everyday, "Nico, how are you?" As in everyday nag-chat kami, video chat. Mm-hmm. Si Doc Adam yun. This is why I'm really thankful to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi grabe yung impact niya sa buhay ko eh. Alam mo yon, and doctor yon. Of course, he knows what I'm going through. And whatever mental problems I had before, it was gone because of him. So anong impact, yun yung impact niya sa akin. So after nung dinahandahan namin yung lawsuit, yung pinakamahirap na naranasan ko sa buhay ko was going to Antipolo to Paranaque to file my counter affidavit sa kanila. Putang ina pare, sobrang baba ng tingin ko sa sarili ko noon. Walang magkasyang damit sa akin. Yung pantalon ko noon sobrang luwag. Tapos yung lawyers ko noon, nakikita na nahihirapan ako maglakad kasi sobrang taba ko noon pare. Mm-hmm. And sila na mismo, alam mo yun, yung parang they pity me. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yung ganong tingin sa inang tao eh.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun, tas hirap kang gumalaw. Basta, I look stupid nung mga panahon na yun just mm-hmm. to file a counter affidavit dito sa mga taong to.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I managed. Tapos, afternoon, naalala ko nung pauwi ako ng Antipolo, I was really crying. Iyak ako ng iyak noon na parang putang ina. Grabe naman to. I want them to, gusto kong bumawi. Tapos si Doc Adam after, pag uwi ko, tatawagan ako ni Doc Adam, Nico, how are you? Ganun. Tapos, sabi niya, you'll be fine. Lagi niya sinasabi sa akin yun. Tapos, eventually, yung counter affidavit, nagka-results yun, hindi ko pwedeng sabihin yung results. Pero, no. I'm just telling you the process of how it goes. Sa YouTube ba yan?
No.
So alam mo yun, ang hirap ng pinagdaanan ko na yun. And you know, it happened, nag-file ako ng counter affidavit ng bare months na eh. So more than ano. Tapos pero Doc Adam was there for me as in for tsaka si Kong, mm-hmm. si Chani Kong. Nagulat niya ako eh, of all people, si Kong TV pa tsaka si Doc Adam. No. People don't realize how deeply it impacted me as a person. Na na-realize ko, there are good people around you. You just have to wait for, alam mo yun, yung, sila yung nandun for me. So yun, after, basta December, okay na ako. I was sitting comfortably, pero pag may dumadating, parang sa pandemic yan, yung na-classical conditioning na ako. Pag dumadating yung mail, natatakot na ako, baka sabihin na naman galing sa kanila. Kasi, they keep on sending me demand letters eh. Demand letters after demand letters na pinapatigil ako mag-create ng video about sa kanila. Pero thanks to, hindi ko sinasabing Libayan has anything to do with my case.
Mm-hmm.
Pero because of the presence of Libayan sa internet,
mm-hmm.
People are more, mas matapang na sila magsalita sa internet as long as it's publicly posted yung mga ginagawa nyo.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi alam mo yun, from a lawyer's perspective, kasi react ng react si Libayan sa mga ginagawa niya. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
So people are now stronger than ever kapag may ginawa kang ano, pagka may pinost ka na video na magre-react ka, hindi na sila natatakot doon. Yung ginawa nila MG sa akin, hindi na nakakatakot now kasi may nag-i-explain ng abogado.
Mm-hmm.
That is the impact of Libayan dito sa internet.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm very thankful sa kanya.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not saying na meron siyang something to do with the case. Ha? Wala akong sinasabing ganun. Ang sinasabi ko lang sa kanya, yung impact niya sa internet.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Doc Adam, people now realize the yung mental health mo is something that you need to take care of.
Uh-oh.
Kasi hindi ako magpupunta dito sa state na to if sira yung mental health ko.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung unang naayos sa akin and that's thanks to Doc Adam. Kita mo ngayon. And now, look, pagka na-frustrate si Doc Adam, nag-uusap kami, pinag-uusapan namin yung mga nagdemanda sa kanya.
Mm-hmm.
Pinagtitripan namin, tapos nagsesend kami ng mga memes sa isa't isa. So we're, ganun kami, friends na kami ni Doc Adam. People mm-hmm. don't realize that. It's frustrating kasi we're losing Doc Adam now. Mawawala na siya sa internet eh because of the lawsuit
mm-hmm.
na pinagdadaanan niya ngayon. It's very frustrating. You know, kung pwede ko lang ibigay lahat ng kikitain ko sa YouTube, gagawin ko 'yon at a heartbeat. Kasi that's how much of an impact he is sa akin tol eh. So alam mo 'yon, nakaka-frustrate lang talaga and I know na mahirap yung pinagdadaanan niya kasi he's facing $1 million lawsuit.
Wow.
Yan. So, alam mo yun. And this guy helped me out of the rut. So, nung July, somewhere nung January, I know I'm in the clear. Wala, yung konsensya ko nun, I know na wala akong ginawang mali. I am not guilty of any crime. And I just wanna take care of myself first. So January 1, 2021,
mm-hmm.
I told myself na kailangan ko nang baguhin yung buhay ko. I need to focus on my goals.